Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have a lot of breaking news. We're going to be talking about the Miami Surfside building collapse. Apparently, we still have 159 people missing. Yesterday, it was reported 99. We thought that was a real sharp underestimation. Sadly, death toll has risen to 4.
Yeah, hi, Doc.
I apologize. Sorry. Looks like we're getting some feedback here. And we're taking your calls and your questions, your comments, but we're going to talk about what's going on in Miami and our other buildings, sadly, also at risk. We do have some breaking news, and I know this is causing a lot of people to panic, so I want to apologize as my computers are taking a little longer to warm up this morning. I get it. It's Friday. But the CDC is looking into a 13-year-old in Michigan who died after he received his, I believe it's a he, his second dose of COVID vaccine. Now, the death occurred several days after the COVID vaccine, so obviously, health experts want to be very careful attributing his death to the vaccine if multiple days have passed in between. But as these vaccines seem to mount one's immune system, days or weeks after, sadly, an incident that does happen could possibly be linked to the vaccine. So the Saginaw County Health Department was alerted to the death on June 17th. The death occurred 3 days after the 13-year-old received a second dose of COVID-19 vaccine, according to a statement shared with Fox News. Not immediately clear whether he had any underlying health issues. However, being that he was 13 years old, he was in that age group that was allowed to be expanded. The only injection or the only brand injection he could have received would be the Pfizer, as Moderna has still not been approved for those under 18. So obviously the medical director, Dr. Delika Pruitt, and health officer Chris Harrington, they state loss of life in an adolescent for any reason is heartbreaking. And we don't have many statements on this yet from the CDC or county health officials, but there is currently an investigation. Now, what's interesting is county health officials said the investigation as to whether there was a correlation between his death and vaccination is now at the federal level with the CDC. Meanwhile, the health department continues to encourage families to speak with their physicians to weigh their own risks and benefits of vaccination. So where there's some debate is the idea of should the CDC be mandating and suggesting, they haven't mandated, but they have strongly encouraged and suggested that we get vaccinated, kids get vaccinated. But I'm hearing from health officials, and even you'll even see it on the CDC website, talk to your physician, talk to your medical provider, which I think is the safest thing for any government agency to say. Talk to the person who knows you. Right? Talk to the person who's been taking care of you. True? Family medicine, primary care, internal medicine, pediatrics have changed as more parents are using telemedicine and doctors that are not their family doctor or who watch the child grow up. But still, somebody that could be in that room and know who that child is and evaluate their medical records and listen to them and evaluate them has, I believe, at least a step up in advantage to being able to care for that child. Now, one pediatric death because of a vaccine is, as far as I'm concerned, way too many. However, health officials do not want people to panic going, oh my gosh, you know, kids have a very low rate of getting COVID. Why are we giving them a shot that could potentially kill them? Now, we don't know if this is related to the myocarditis or the pericarditis heart inflammation cases that the CDC has found a link to and the FDA will put a small warning on. But my suggestion with the concern about children and the vaccine is we are seeing a lot of data regarding a second dose reaction. Now, again, if we aren't seeing the data on the first dose, doesn't mean it's not there. But I am assuming that most of the cases where we are seeing serious side effects are happening after second dose. And if I was a part of the CDC, I would recommend let's study and see if just one dose can be enough. Or before we mass vaccinate 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds, which we started doing, to make sure we have plenty of follow-up studies. I understand we have a Delta variant and a Delta plus variant that could be a dominant variant in America. I get that school is starting soon and everybody wants to get their lives back together, but we cannot rush the safety data. And maybe these sorts of side effects also happened in adults, but it didn't make the headlines like it would with a child that possibly died from the COVID vaccine. Now, we still can't say 100%. You know, true, he received a vaccine. It's very rare for any child to die. So we're going to assume that there's a leak and we have to investigate it. But if there's a different another cause, the government officials will say, guys, just keep going doing what you're doing. So my kids got their first vaccine. I was confident that the first vaccine was safe. If there's continued reports of issues after the second dose, I'm going to probably recommend maybe holding off on the second dose until more studies can be done. And I know that's very, very tricky. I know it's very gutsy to say, and I don't want to do anything to hurt our COVID herd immunity progress and our willingness to try to eradicate COVID, but it's very, very difficult to address any public health issue and to get parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and neighbors and friends on board if they think at all we're being too hasty or there's side effects that could possibly really, really hurt innocent people that don't have that high a chance of dying of the disease. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALI, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday we were horrified to wake up and find out that a building had just collapsed in the middle of the night, crushing who knows how many people, killing others, and no rhyme or reason. The building was only 40 years old. Or there's many buildings in the United States that are over 100 years old. And currently, rescue teams are just scouring the debris, 12 stories of which, and they have now risen the death toll to 4 after a woman was pulled from the rubble yesterday and died. 37 people have been able to be rescued, 11 injured, 4 hospitalized. But originally we were told there were 99 people unaccounted for. Now we're being told there's at least 159. Officials are trying to figure out who was inside when the tower collapsed, which is why I was concerned where they originally got the number of 99, because it's 12 stories. There was 100-some units that were destroyed, and I'm not sure who would know who would be home, how that would be tracked. So, sadly, many people who were in these condos were tourists from Latin America. Now, tourists. So I don't believe they were migrants or people coming to the border, but just crushing that anybody would be in there. And it's a beautiful condo, the Champlain Towers, south in Surfside, near Miami Beach. I believe they're ocean view and expensive. And just, it's, you would think these high rises would be, if 12 stories is considered a high rise, you know, would be, have passed all the certifications. And one report is saying it was never investigated or audited or inspected since its construction in 1981. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Friday morning that rescue teams have recovered bodies of three more victims overnight from the rubble. They're using dogs, they're using equipment. And one woman had been rushed to the hospital after collapsing, after the building collapsed, but didn't make it. Officials have been able to identify three of the four victims thus far, have not publicly released the information. So, it's been 36 hours from the collapse. They have to work quickly and hopefully find everybody to, in order to be able to increase any remote chance of there being survivors that could seek medical care. 120 people have currently been accounted for, but they still are missing at least 159. And I think how they're being alerted to these numbers is family members are saying, I have family that lives there, I have family that lives there. And so the next question is, why did this happen? So this is a tower that has seasonal and year-round residents. So probably timeshares, vacation homes, and then people that live there year-round. 55 condos actually collapsed, more than a third of the 136 that were within the building. 80% of the building was reportedly occupied. An official said Thursday they believe the building had been, quote, substantially full, and pleaded to the public for information about anybody who could have been inside. Now, sources close to the investigation told Daily Mail that most of the people in the building were tourists from Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela, Colombia, and had traveled to the U.S. to get COVID-19 vaccines. Apparently, it's difficult to get vaccines in their respective countries, so they were coming to America to become vaccinated. They say at least 31 Latin American citizens are currently unaccounted for, 9 Argentinians, 6 from Paraguay, Colombia, Venezuela, 3 from Uruguay, 1 Chilean. And sources said many people have thought to have been renting the condos as Airbnbs. So if they're renting them as Airbnbs, the only people being notified is the owner of the unit. And then Airbnb would have to then supply the information and who rented it out. But the person that rents it out doesn't necessarily mean that's the person who's staying there. They say among those missing is the first cousin of former president of Chile and current UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet. The president of Paraguay's sister-in-law and her family, as well as a, quote, celebrity plastic surgeon. This is a Paraguay's First Lady, Silvana Lopez Moreira, has arrived as her sister, husband, 3 young children have remained missing for more than 24 hours since the disaster. And so you're going to hear more and more of, you know, who's possibly missing and then who could possibly be victims. But are we going to have more victims if this single building is at all representative of how other buildings were built? So, Florida International University professor Shimon Widalinski said that he knew instantly which building had collapsed. He had studied the building for a report published last year,
as they were studying how buildings in Miami have been sinking. This particular building was sinking at a rate of 2 millimeters a year in the 1990s, and it sits on reclaimed wetlands. Three other sites are sinking at a faster rate, one in Surfside, on Parkview Island. There's actually homes in an elementary school nearby, two in South Miami Beach in the Flamingo neighborhood. There's apartment buildings, stores on these strips of land that are sinking. But the question still remains, ground has sunk before, and a whole building doesn't collapse. What was so flawed in the engineering that caused a 12-story building to just collapse? Now, sadly, if something is poorly built, one beam that buckles is enough to sometimes cause this domino effect. The report detailed that the Champlain Tower South building was sinking, and they say it revealed that there's significant coastal flooding in Southwest South Beach. It also identified parts of Northeast Miami Beach where the ground has sunk. Now, as I said, this report was done by Shimon Wadalinski, who's a professor of earth and environment at Florida International University. So he studied Miami Beach last year and a coastal town in Virginia to see where coastal flooding could have been impacting the ground and causing it to sink. Sadly, though, we don't know what sort of warnings building operators received after the research. We don't know if anybody extrapolated that and realized that sinking ground might mean all these buildings need to be evaluated. So that is still unclear. They say another site where the same thing is occurring in terms of sinking is in the area surrounding Parkview Island. There is an elementary school. You don't want any buildings collapsing near an elementary school or an elementary school building collapsing as well. So if I was doing any sort of investigation, I would look to see who the engineers were. I would look to see what property company not only built, or what owners not only built that one, but others that were built, and if they were built similarly, and if they're on ground as well, that could be unstable. But nobody should go to bed at night and have that risk of where they're sleeping completely collapse. During the Northridge earthquake, in the 90s, there were students who were just sleeping in their apartment, dorm, not sure what, and it collapsed. And being in that bottom first floor was deadly. So, if you want to help the victims, we're actually going to give you some links. I know many people want to know how they can help. Apparently, a fund has been set up by Miami Heat. Multiple charitable organizations have grouped together. Let me see here if I can pull this up. I apologize. My computer is really slow today. Red Cross, Salvation Army, Vitalis Blood, they could use, there's obviously room to donate, Red Cross taking donations, but there's a building fund that I want to pull up for you all. It's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter, it's on my website, and it's called the SupportSurfside.org, and it combines multiple charities that are standing together to build a hardship fund for those impacted. SupportSurfside.org. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency after a portion of a 12-story residential building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, collapsed at 1:30 a.m. Eastern on Thursday.
You know, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best. And the search and rescue does go on. So it's a really difficult situation and a real tragedy for our state.
The executive order will allow for federal assistance as the state continues its search and rescue operations. Microsoft on Thursday offered a new look at Windows 11 coming this holiday season. The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. USA Radio News. As lawmakers in the Senate rejected a January 6th commission, indicating those responsible, about 500 Americans, have been arrested and charged, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking the law into her own hands. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Since the Senate rejected an attempt to form a bipartisan commission to investigate the January Capitol riot, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's going to form a select commission.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all. The Select Committee will investigate and report on the facts and the causes of the attack, and it will report recommendations for the prevention of any future attack.
Pelosi says this is about getting to the truth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this isn't something anybody wants to hear, but it looks like parts of Sydney, Australia is going to go on lockdown at least for a week because they are starting to battle the highly infectious Delta variant. And I can hear all of you groan. I get it. Like, not again. We don't want to be dealing with lockdowns. This is Sydney, Australia. But I watch what happens in Australia because Australia precedes what seems to happen to us in the U.S. Remember, Australia is right now in their winter season. They celebrate Christmas, I think, the same time we all do. But it's summer down there. So if they are having a flu season or a horrible winter cough and cold pneumonia season, that portends what we can possibly be dealing with.
So parts of Australia's largest city is going to go into lockdown for at least a week as officials are trying to stamp out an outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. They say people who live or work in four areas in or near downtown Sydney and the iconic Bondi Beach have been ordered to stay home for Friday night to stem the spread of the virus. Now, the last lockdown in Sydney in December was confined to the 70,000 residents of their Northern Beaches area, and it lasted about 3 weeks. Now, Australia has actually been relatively successful at containing the virus throughout this pandemic. They have recorded about 30,000 coronavirus cases to date, mostly among quarantined travelers from overseas, compared to what we've been dealing with in the U.S. 4% of Australia's 26 million people have been vaccinated. So this is a very, very small outbreak. Officials said the outbreak included 65 cases, with 22 locally acquired cases having been recorded on the day prior. So we aren't looking at thousands upon thousands of, you know, cases as America would possibly report if they were considering a lockdown. But it's still significant enough to show that the virus has spread. And this quote-unquote Delta variant is the one that originated in India. So it was no surprise that it would make its way to America. It would make its way to Australia. So we'll keep you posted on that. The New South Wales state government is hoping that the week-long lockdown is going to act as a circuit breaker and hopefully avoid the need for tougher restrictions. So some of you are, you know, hearing about these outbreaks and hearing about lockdowns and saying, you know, I'm close enough to retiring. I'm close enough to the age of retiring. Why don't I just do it? I got to tell you, I thought about that. I don't have the money to. But many people aren't going back to work because they were just a year or two or just a few years off from retirement. So talking to us next about how to have a successful retirement post-pandemic is Ken Dykewald, PhD, co-founder and CEO of AgeWave, and Allison Carney, principal and chief administration officer of the Edward Jones Trust Company. Ken, Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you, Doctor.
Thank you for having us.
Great, great. So are you seeing an enthusiasm for retirement lately and more people wanting to choose that route than return back to work? We'll start with you, Dr. Dykewald.
What we're actually finding is that...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Allison.
Sure, I'll start, and then I'll... And I know Allison's got some thoughts about this. Yeah, what we're seeing on the one hand is people saying, you know what, I tried out a little bit of retirement during COVID, and I kind of want to keep working, and you know what else? I might live 80 or 90 years, and I might need some extra money. So some people are deciding to work longer and get the benefits of that, and they're hoping to actually get back and interact with people. Other people are saying, you know what, I want to get on with some fun. I want to get away from pressure. I want to travel a little bit or enjoy my family or go fishing. And so you're seeing some people like chocolate, some people like vanilla moving in different directions. But there's a lot of upheaval as people are rethinking how they want to make the most of this next chapter in their lives. Allison, you want to add anything to that?
I was just going to mention that we found that about a third of pre-retirees are putting off retirement because of the pandemic. And I think that's definitely something for all of us to keep in mind. And I like what you said there, Ken. It's some like chocolate, some like vanilla. But I think we are seeing that a pretty good swath of folks are changing their plans because of what's happened over the last year or so.
That's fascinating. You know, a common question I get from people is how much money should be in the bank, which is an impossible question to answer, but how much should you have in the bank to even consider retirement now that we're living longer and there's so many unknowns with our future? I don't think there's a number, but is there a ballpark on when a person can feel financially ready to retire?
A fantastic question, and it's impossible to estimate, but something that I would say working with a financial advisor is key. And what we found too is that retirement is less about the finances and more about the other three pillars that we say or that we've found are so critical to a successful retirement. So having a sense of purpose, understanding what you're going to need in order to be healthy and live a healthful retirement, and having connection to family. So it really depends on what your goals are and what your interests are, what your purpose is, and how you want to live that life in retirement. And a financial advisor can really help you to uncover how much it is that you might actually need to save in order to have that fulfilling retirement experience.
Mm-hmm. How
well,
common
I'm going to piggyback
is it?
On
oh,
that
go ahead.
My mic.
Yes,
Dr. Dahlia, that you know, there's a couple of good news pieces and then sort of a wake up piece. So if we're going to be living longer and longer and longer, that's kind of amazing because nobody's had a chance to do that throughout all of history. We now have 1 billion people in the world over the age of 60, and they're going to have 50 trillion hours of free time in front of them. Here's another piece of good news. That during the pandemic, the younger generations got mentally more distressed and more thrown off than older people who had both more resilience and more safety nets like Social Security and Medicare and home ownership. But here's a challenge. One piece of what people are becoming more frightened about is, wow, how much am I going to need for health care costs out of pocket and long-term care costs? And that number comes out to $460,000 out of pocket during the course of retirement. So a lot of people go into their retirement very cavalier and feel like, oh, it'll just fall into place. But I would say, just like Allison said, that having a good guide, a good coach, someone you can talk to and they can show you where you can save some money and where you're going to place the best bets and making sure you can get peace of mind in those years is a wise path to take.
Absolutely. And when somebody retires, I'm a workaholic. It scares me because I actually like to work. Can you technically still work while you're in retirement, like side jobs, side gigs?
Yeah, the new retirement
absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead, Allison. You take this one.
Yeah, so to your point, Ken, the new retirement is all about really starting in on a new chapter of life. It's less about stopping working and more about thinking how I can spend my new time of fluence. How can I really fill my days with things that bring me joy? How can I build my relationships with my family, my friends, linked to important purposes within the community? So there is definitely a sense of busyness that we see among today's retirees that's linked to really living a better life in that retirement phase.
That's fantastic. Allison,
yeah, I'll add that some retirees...
Mm-hmm. Oh, go, Dr. Dykewald and Allison, how can people find out more information? We're at the end. How can people find out more information of AgeWave and Edward Jones?
EdwardJones.com/new retirement. A complete report, totally free, filled with information.
That's fantastic. Thank you both for coming on. Can't wait to have you back. Good luck. All right, guys, we'll come right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So prior to the pandemic, we spoke about how the average retiree will be spending anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000 for their medical expenses. And Dr. Dykewald just spoke about that a few minutes ago. And that number is frightening. For those of you thinking you wanted to have about $400,000 in the bank for retirement total, just think that that's going to be covering medical expenses is pretty depressing and, to me, anxiety-inducing. I do not even want to imagine how to prep for that. And when it comes to medical expenses, you are expecting, well, that's what Medicare is going to be for. And Social Security will help support us as we live, and Medicare is going to cover our medical expenses. But when we hear that the Medicare system might be rehauled, revamped,
And you would think for the better, but you have to assume that it could be possibly for the worse. You don't know what you could rely on. And what are these, what's this money going for? $400,000 at least in terms of medical expenses. Well, if you have diabetes, some are saying diabetes could cost you anywhere from $16,000 to $20,000 a year. If you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you end up needing a hysterectomy, if you end up getting cancer, if you end up having heart disease, if you end up slowly having cognitive impairment, if you need home health, the range obviously varies depending on how severe. And also, the healthier you are, the longer you live, the more you're going to need to spend for medical expenses. It's sad to think that my father didn't necessarily need to spend all that money because he sadly died at age 62 of a heart attack. Well, I don't want to have a heart attack at age 62. I want to live well into my 90s, hundreds even, and do radio even beyond that. And so I'm going to need a lot more money. We're going to need a bigger boat. So what? How do you even tackle that if you're even considering retirement, or you're younger than that, or you're currently in retirement, and you look at your bank account and you go, I don't have that? Well, one of you had asked a couple years ago, should you get your hysterectomy now? Should you get your gallbladder taken out now? Should you get your appendix taken out now? Should you get your teeth taken out now? No, 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 no. Now, the last thing you want to do is start pruning your body so it doesn't become an issue later. Now, if you are at risk for ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, if you've been having gallbladder issues for years, and your doctor or clinician has said, look, I am expecting this to have to come out eventually, then have that discussion with your provider. But if you're healthy and you're doing well, I would not recommend starting to have surgery, because one surgery could lead to, sadly, another surgery or another issue. And so I had a very, very simple, small tumor on my ovary that was benign, but had to come out when I was in my late 20s. And having that tumor come out was probably the smartest move I could make. But sadly, I am still having surgery decades later because having that dermoid left me with an umbilical hernia, the little belly button. I ended up having a hernia. That hernia got to the point where I needed to operate and get a little piece of mesh. That mesh popped, didn't work, so I had to have another mesh put on. Yet that mesh, sadly, was one of the possible recalled ones and started to destroy my muscle, and now I have a new mesh, and that mesh is giving me issues. And so one surgery can sadly lead to more and more. So my suggestions in terms of trying to stave off hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical bills is multifaceted, and we'll try to break it down as quickly as possible. So one is to hopefully be healthy to the point where, yes, you might live longer, but you don't get the very expensive diseases. So rather than having stage 4 breast cancer, be up to date on your mammograms and try to catch anything early. Same thing with your colonoscopies. Talk to your medical provider about which screening regimen is appropriate for you and time interval, and be up to date on your colon cancer screenings. When you do have a medical issue that doesn't seem right, don't just trust it to Google or a doctor across the country over the phone. Make sure you have a medical provider that knows you, that can watch you. Say, you know, this is your third sore throat in 3 months. Let's take a look down there. Let's have a specialist take a look. Be healthy in terms of how you eat and take care of yourself. I know a lot of you like your whiskey and your bourbon, or a lot of you like to bungee jump or smoke. These are things that can possibly put you at risk for needing some sort of medical intervention later. If you're smoking, quit smoking, and you're going to save money on the cigarettes, right? If you drink heavily, you need to cut back on that. If you've had high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, that has been blown off because we all use the excuse, well, pandemic, I don't have time to go to the doctor, so I'll just diet. get your butt in there. Make sure you are up to date, because having any sort of heart disease is very, very expensive. And I would rather you prevent the heart disease. I'd rather you to prevent you dying from heart disease at all. And then saving money. So how do we save money? How do we save hundreds of thousands of dollars just for medical? Well, as, you know, the previous guest talked about, getting a financial planner would obviously help. Making sure you have good, strong health insurance. If Medicare you don't feel is going to be enough, then what you want to do is make sure you have supplements. And you have Plan B, Plan C. I would also be very well researched on what your insurance does cover. Many times you are spending more on a medication that you might not have to. My favorite cholesterol medication is Crestor. I think that cholesterol medication lowers people's cholesterol so beautifully at lower doses. But it might not be covered, and there's still good medication out there. Or somebody could take a higher dose and be able to cut it in half. Not all medicines you can cut in half and have the same efficacy, but some medications you can. So if you feel like you're spending a lot of money on current medical care, those are things that can be evaluated and adjusted. Look at how we're seeing all these commercials on you could save money on your car insurance. You could save money on your medical expenses, but you're going to have to do the research. And even if it's pennies a day, those pennies a day add up. Another thing is vaccination. COVID can be expensive. A flu, pneumonia, or induced heart attack can be expensive. Shingles can be expensive. So make sure you're up to date on your pneumonia vaccine, your shingles vaccine, your flu vaccines, your COVID vaccines. Vaccination does help. And then living arrangements. So with living arrangements, many of us are overpaying for our house. We might not need a house when we're 70 that has 3-4 bedrooms. You might just need a 2-bedroom condo that can have somebody there like family or, you know, home health aide has a place to stay and work out of. So reevaluate what you're spending money on your living, because a lot of times that can be cut. I think a lot of us in the Generation X age group and millennial age group is reevaluating any property we're currently living in, and do we really need that large a piece of property? If you and your family members are at risk for falls, remember I told you that there are home improvement expenses that you can write off with your taxes, completely tax deductible, where you're putting guardrails in the showers, changing the grating in the house to get up to your doorway, things like that. All of those can actually prevent injuries, accidents, which can also save money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.